concrete asphalt has broken off. And so there's no way you can get two cars there. And it's a blind turn. So that's really our concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Preston Robertson. I'm Jim's son. I just live right up the road. I was born there, been there for 38 years. And on our nearly 60 acres we've got there on the other side of the creek, I just invested countless hours and lots of money on improving that for hunting and recreation. And we've got a shop down there where we have a lot of my toys, my fishing stuff and canoes and kayaks and four-wheelers. And I've had an issue with theft just with Lost Tree Apartments being just up the road. I've had to call the sheriff's department and have them come run down a trail cam and some deer stands and stuff that just grew legs and walked away. And my main concern is we do leave camping equipment and different stuff like that, sit out down there because we haven't had anybody that backs up to us necessarily that we've had to worry about for a long time. My main concern, I don't necessarily have a problem with a couple of glamping deals, but I don't know that it'll stay that way. The more and more that, ended up there down the road would be my concern. Just privacy and then trespassing and theft and stuff like that. Like Dad said, we've had firewood, boats, just anything that's down there. If we don't have it chained to a tree, it disappears sometimes just with the people that float down the river. And if there's an increase in that with folks that will be playing there, that's my main concern, is just quiet enjoyment, being able to hunt over there still and it not disturbing the wildlife. Just personal property, not growing legs and walking away. I like the idea of glamping. I know that it intrigues me, and I've wanted to stay in a couple of Johnny's out here on the lake. I love the designs that he's shown you guys. Don't have anything against the idea, just the potential change to our privacy and the uptick in trespassing and theft that worries me. Based upon the scale of it, with us only being 600 feet upstream, it is a bit of a concern.
All right.
So that's it.
Thank you
for
sharing your concerns. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this matter? Does the applicant want to come forward again? Do you want to address any of the concerns before we get on?
If I could, I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for just your candid sharing your issues. A couple of things that stood out to me is just the issue with theft. Scott, if there was a way that I could apply to put a gate on Bull Creek, I'd love to do it. I grew up across the street across the stream, had the same issue. I guess my concern is that having two small camping units really isn't any different than anybody floating from the bridge upstream and coming down and stealing things. And I don't have control over that. Kelly doesn't have control over anybody crossing her area. Not that she does, but that's kind of out of the realm of this discussion. The other thing, disturbing wildlife, that field up on top, as I said, is where I grew up learning how to hunt. And across the creek, they are shooting guns all the time. That disturbs wildlife. So I hate to go back and forth, but I'd love to not let that be the reason that we're not able to pursue this project for our family. Other than that, the road concern, the history is that it was a private road, and the first generation of the landowner in my family worked to get it into a county road, and we've discussed with other neighbors what it would take to turn it back into a private road so that we could pave it, so that we could put a gate. But as it is a county road, I would be happy to pay additional taxes to be able to fix it and widen it. That's not the purpose of the discussion tonight, but I'd love to increase the infrastructure there wherever I could. So appreciate your consideration.
How many people will each one of them
hold? Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm. And one last thought on the road is if I put a single residential house on each of those three sections, it would increase the traffic more than I'm talking about now. I'm not going to do that, and I just hope that wouldn't stop me from being able to use the land for single residential just because of the size of a county road that I don't have control over.
Do you own the property from the beginning all the way down both sides?
So where it ends on the south side is where my property ends, that yellow line, and then Mike Combs owns from that curve almost all the way, and then my mother owns that corner slot right there. So I talked with Mike Combs, and he shared that he is in favor of this as well, and owns on two sides of my property.
Well, I'm getting that on increase in the road. It shows 20 feet of right-of-way on mapping. By state statute, 30 would be the minimum, but there would be additional right-of-way that would need to be given.
Yeah.
To be able to improve it due to the terrain. A lot of it you can do on a 30-foot right-of-way, but...
I used to grade the road. I agree, it's narrow. I've been down there before.
Yes, sir.
Which is, it's fine. It's just one.
That was a long time ago. I'm not responsible for now.
We'll say it was with donkey and plow.
That's...
But with that amount of people in there, you're looking at, you know, 16 to 20 cars a day at the max, you know, depending on how many trips they come out, or, you know,
if that, yeah. And I know I'm specifically requesting the CUP, but after talking with other people who've gone through this, that's why I started the presentation by saying I'm only applying for two, with the intention of that top portion being able to do a single residential. It's not the topic for today, but that's part of the thought process of not building a 20-unit thing. I want this to be a family thing. I can't afford to build a single residential for me and my wife yet, but I can afford a couple of glamping units that less than $70,000. So that's the purpose of this distinction, and they're unique and be fun to share.
Any other questions from the commission at this time? Anything else that we want to bring up? Is someone ready to make a motion then? Going to get real quiet in here, I guess.
As far as the road, though, I mean, if it did get approved, would people be willing to give additional right-of-way?
I would.
Or would you want to go through the vacate process and turn it back to the property owners to where you can do what you wanted to with it?
Well, I'd love to get the input on other neighbors on if we went through that. I personally would be willing to. Talking with Mike, he's open to it. That's the section of the road. And then my mother, I think she would go along with it. But if it was in my control, I would both pay for it and be willing to give up some of my property to be able to do it.
I think that you have an easement through the property, if I understand this right, up to where your gate is the south side of your property.
Correct.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that I had that straight in my mind.
Well, there's a little chunk of property out there in the middle.
That little square. That?
There's a 7-owner from that piece of property, so.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, it's little. It's like four or five acres, and there's seven separate owners for that piece. So.
My uncle passed, and so then he named seven of his family members to own that little section.
Understand a little of the history on it.
So Low Road to this point right here, per that judgment that I gave you in your packet, was declared a public road.
Mm-hmm.
I guess originally it was trying to be private, but then it went to court.
Yes.
From that judgment, that's declared a public road, but only probably. You have the ability to see the right-of-way, which I didn't, so...
So is there a legal requirement? I'm assuming that square is landlocked?
We have done some search. There's supposed to be an easement, but it does not show up anywhere. But we give those seven a right of way.
They just use your driveway.
They use a road right at the property.
I think you need to come forward because
this is. Okay,
so the can I approach the?
Yes, board? You sure okay. can.
Please.
So the can you reduce it down a little? Okay, so this would be the end of Low Road, County Road. Beyond here would be our private drive. The easement for the people that own this comes along here. They haven't quite followed the property line, but we don't really care about that. And so their easement is here.
Yeah.
And so our initial conversation about going back to a private road where we could stop all the dumping, we said it would always be contingent on ownership here. That would be the piece that has to have say. It doesn't matter that the three of us would agree. It's this owner because they have this easement here. So did that address your question?
You can't find a lot of them.
Yeah, they're
it's a little complicated down there, I can tell you.
Yeah. So and so they also have concerns about the traffic of.
If it was turned private, you'd have to have some easement documentation done at the same time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All of that homework before.
Yeah, that yeah. all have
get
to just come in.
About it.
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of things to be done
no,
before.
No, that's why we review it to prevent
good.
Landlocking.
Yes.
When I talked to the recorder's office today to try to find documentation, it's nowhere to be found as far as this easement. Goes here. It's in the assessor's recording book, book 2, page 78 or 79. But then when we went to the recorder, we don't know where it's at. So.
A lot of them way back in the day never made it there.
Well, I know enough about the history to know that I don't know. Is there any other comments or questions? Are we ready?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion made to approve as presented. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second.
Randy seconded the motion. So we have a motion and approval, or a second to approve the project as presented, I guess, for the glamping units. Is there any other discussion on this among the committee? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, better count these. Okay. All against? Chairman abstains.
So 5-0 with one abstention. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So the conditional use permit applicants tonight that are approved can get with myself or Presley, and we'll go through the process from here. So.
Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
Use something they've given them.
Yes.
Devin's got it. Thank you.
22-024, Joseph Cousin, conditional use permit.
Joseph and Stephanie Cousin are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for an RV and boat storage facility to be located off State Highway K in Henson Road. It is parcel 09-4.0-19-000-000
18-0018.000 Kirbyville. This parcel is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District, and in